Shalom, everybody. Much of Parshas Ha'azinu is a song. It's a poem of Moshe representing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He gives Musar to Bnei Yisrael. He gives Nevuah to Bnei Yisrael. It's a description of Hashem exacting punishment on all those who oppress us. And then at the end of the Parsha, this poem ends. And we hear how Moshe and Yehoshua teach it to Bnei Yisrael. And then Moshe implores Bnei Yisrael to pay attention to the Torah, to internalize the Torah, since the Torah is the key to life. It's the key to us remaining in Eretz Yisrael. And eventually Hashem then tells Moshe to climb up to Har Nevo, Mount Nevo, from where he will view Eretz Yisrael before he passes away. Now we have to go back and remember that at the end of Parshas Vayelech, right before Ha'azinu, Hashem called Moshe and Yehoshua to come to the Ohel Moed, and there Hashem told Moshe and Yehoshua that the nation will in the future, unfortunately, the nation will abandon Hashem, and they will be punished for it, Chas V'Shalom. And Moshe, again, at the end of Vayelech, was told to write the song of Ha'azinu and to teach it to Bnei Yisrael, because that is the way that Bnei Yisrael will return to Hashem. And then we have our Parsha, where Ha'azinu itself was written and taught to Bnei Yisrael. And again, after Ha'azinu was taught to Bnei Yisrael, we are now at the point where the entire Torah has been taught to Bnei Yisrael. For 40 years, Moshe led Bnei Yisrael through their trials and tribulations, through their ups and downs, the holy nation with so much potential, with so many highs, and the nation that also tested Hashem with so many lows. And now Moshe, at the end of Parshas Ha'azinu, has one final message, one last message before next week's Parsha of blessings to the Shvatim and his passing. And what does Moshe choose to say to Bnei Yisrael in his last message to the nation? After 4 decades of leading Bnei Yisrael, what does Moshe choose to say? The Torah tells us, right after he teaches Bnei Yisrael the song, the Torah tells us in Perek Lamed Beis Pasuk Mem Vav, Vayomer Aleihem, Moshe said to them, Simu Levavchem, place this on your hearts, pay attention to the Torah that I'm teaching you today. You'll be able to instruct that to your children. Keep all the words of the Torah carefully. And then the Torah continues. One more pasuk about the value and the rewards for keeping the Torah. And that's it. The next psukim have Hashem telling Moshe to go up to Har Nevo to see Eretz Yisrael. And that's it. Moshe's message, that's it. And what does he say? Simu levavchem. What does this mean, simu levavchem? We see it a lot in Tanakh. Place this on your hearts. What does it mean? There is a beautiful explanation by Rav Avigdor Nevinsal Shlita. He says this in his Sefer on the Chumash, Sichos LeSefer Devarim. He explains the expression simu levavchem in the following beautiful way. The very last message of Moshe Rabbeinu is this. Many people know a lot of things. Their heads are filled with information, including Torah information, halachos, lots of information. We know a lot of things. We also do a lot of things. We learn, we go to work, we go shopping, we exercise. Yes, so we know a lot of things and we do a lot of things. But what is it that connects between, is the connection between the things we know and the things we do? What is the bridge between what I know to be true in the Torah, between the way I know I'm supposed to act? What is the thing that connects that with how I actually act? Says Rav Nevinsal, that's Simu Levavchem. Putting our heart into it. Simu Levavchem means applying that which we know and how we act. Bnei Yisrael had a 40-year education in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in what he wants from us, in how he wants us to act. But that's not enough. They also need to apply that knowledge into their everyday lives. And how does that happen? Simu Levavchem. And how about us? We also know a lot, but we need to apply that knowledge into our lives. Simu Levavchem. That's what we say in Aleinu when we quote Parshas Ve'eschanan via Data Hayom, but also Vahashevosa, Elevavecha, the connection to the heart. And we ask for that after we finish our Shmoneh Esrei every single time. Psach libi, besora secha, open our hearts. It's a powerful, powerful message. We learn a lot. And of course, that's critical. But we also need to apply that knowledge, to employ that Torah into our lives. Simu levavchem. The Torah does not stay on a shelf to collect dust, God forbid, and nor can it stay in our heads to collect dust. It must be applied to our actions. Simu levavchem. Have an amazing day, everyone.